Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Merle Settlemyer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Merle Settlemyer. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Settlemyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Toad moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Toad moves to third. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate, who is chasing the ball. Hauser reaches third base with a triple. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Settlemyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hauser scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Settlemyer. Cobb moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Merle Settlemyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Settlemyer strikes out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flagstead scores. Meyer moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyer scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Williams trying to get to third. Speaker throws the ball into Hale, who tags Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive towards third. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Settlemyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Merle Settlemyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Settlemyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Settlemyer strikes out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Flagstead hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to third. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Doug Tate. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Arlie Tarbert now playing right field. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hauser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tarbert. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Boley moves to third. Jimmy Dykes pinch hits for Lefty Grove. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Settlemeyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boley scores. Hauser moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop is hit by the pitch. Dykes moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-3 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Dykes scores. Bishop moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Ed Morris now pitching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to third. Cobb moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Cobb moves to third. Speaker moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball towards center. Flagstead catches it and throws to home to double up Cobb. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ossie Orwell now pitching. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Orwell covering, for the out. Tote moves to second. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Tarbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Tarbert reaches second base with a double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman pinch hits for Ed Morris. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.